America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And I greet you for the Friday edition of A Call for Revival. I hope you'll be faithful now to your church on Sunday. Be praying for your preacher. Spend some time this weekend and pray for your churches on Sunday. Would you do that and pray somebody to be saved? You know, your preacher has a big responsibility when he stands on Sunday morning. And it's not just him praying, but you pray for him. Would you do that? And then please take some time and pray for this nation, folk. I tell you, we're on the brink of communism. You may not believe that, but we really are. I mean, boy, there are people out there today who would love to take your churches, take your Bibles. You say, "Oh, preacher, you're just trying to skip it." No, I'm telling you the facts, brother. And the church is right before going under persecution. It really is. Father, will you take this time and use it for your glory? In Jesus' name, amen. Now let's go back to this message, being spiritual in unspiritual times. Glass up full of water, allowed the Spirit of God to take over areas He's never took over before. God, in the last few months, God's been sifting a little country preacher. Or at least God's been taking me apart. And God has been showing me Him. And God has been taking away from me everything in my life that I felt like that I was doing. And God said, "Son, it ain't about you. It's about me. Hey, it ain't about me. I never died for anybody. I never was buried and rose the third day. I never wrote a Bible. I never healed a blind man or turned the water into wine. It ain't about me. It's about him." But you know what happened? Boaz just stayed still. Let me read you this verse. If I don't get any further, let me read this. I'm not trying to be ugly today. You preachers know that. I'm just saying I'm preaching what the old time men used to preach, and not because they preached. I'm preaching it because it's Bible. 1 Corinthians 15:58, the Bible said, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable." I wish we'd just write that word down. Always abounding. The only way you can abound is be unmovable in the work of the Lord. The Bible said, "For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." You know, the old devil comes and tells me. He said, "Boy, if you'd just ease up and if you'd learn to be an expositor and you'd just..." And by the way, I love getting good things out of the Bible. I love getting deep things out of the Bible. I preached a message not long ago, and God showed me something out of the book of Numbers, a little country preacher. I preached a message on the purple cloth. And man, I tell you what's the truth. I never preached a message like that in my life. And God showed me things way over my head. I enjoy that. I thank God for it. But you can't preach that way all the time. People are simple. And people need to know yes and no. Sometimes you got to tell your children yes and no. Sometimes you got to be plain with them. You can't just let them do what they want to do sometimes. Did you know, my friend, that in unspiritual times, Naomi started home. Number two, Ruth got saved. Number three, Boaz stayed put. Let me give you number four. Ruth followed the Scriptures. Now, it was a very unspiritual time. It was a time when you didn't have a priest on every corner. It was a time when you didn't have a Levite on every corner. It was a time when God's law wasn't being followed. But Ruth, somehow Naomi taught Ruth the Bible. Boy, that's good, ain't it? Man, you older people ought to be teaching the younger people the Bible. Man, you mom and daddies, instead of teaching them movies. I'm so sick of these so-called Christian movies that ain't nothing but a bunch of stuff that's produced out of Hollywood that is perverting our churches and perverting our thinking about God. Do away with them. Throw them in the garbage and get the Bible. Get the Bible. Forget the drama, amen, and get the book. Amen. Get the Bible. Get the Bible. Put the Bible in your kids, amen. Don't teach them to be actors and actresses. We got enough of that in the churches. Teach them to get the Bible. Teach them to get in the Bible. Amen. You know what happened? You have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.